6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, June 12th, 2025 edition. Wasn't able to reach George Ranville during the break, but I did get some text messages from various people. Let's start off with this one. I don't see how this bill has any horsepower. Number one, Hoffman Corporation, who owns the Grand Hotel and many businesses on Mackinac Island, including Shepler's, run red carpet service, has for years. The city of Mackinac Island are way out of their league. In my opinion, they would have to own their own ferry line and to be able to have total control over its operation, laws, and regulations. That's one comment from one of the listeners. Now, this person lives in St. Ignace. Another person from St. Ignace, and this is kind of interesting, starts off by saying, the island has always been tight-lipped. They would never allow criminal activity on the island, let it get out anyway. They decide what gets out for the most part. However, times are changing. But it does make me wonder why they thanked Jocelyn Benson, current Secretary of State, who's running to be the next governor, thanked her for being up there for 3 days. They never said why she was there. But this now makes you wonder. Then another very interesting component to this. After hearing the list that you read off regarding the bill, well, maybe the island should stop having drag shows and drag story hours. I believe this one event was actually held that they allowed at their community hall. And then he sent me a photograph that appears to be from a news story. Kristen Cavazos is the one that was given the courtesy acknowledgement for the photograph. Drag queens read a book during the drag story hour hosted by the Straits Pride during the Lilac Festival in June of 2024. So basically a year ago. Well, if you look at this bill, according to John DeMoose, who sponsored it, the very first sentence of the justification for the bill is first, comma, to restrain and prevent vice and immorality. Drag queen story hour. Yeah, there's no vice or immorality there. Got it. Second word behind immorality is gambling. Noise, disturbance, indecent or disorderly conduct, or assemblages. So, maybe the way this bill is written, maybe they want to eliminate the drag queen story hour in the community hall. Just saying. I doubt it, but That's according to this language that's in the bill. So we'll see where this goes. Another story caught my eye, and this is very interesting. MERS News Service reporting a series of bills regarding the tipped wages. This was resolved by the legislature, the House, the Senate, and the governor. They signed it. Well, this organization, One Fair Wage, is trying again to get tipped workers to earn at least the state's minimum wage. Not a smaller sub-minimum wage that takes into account that they receive tips. Based on a referendum wording filed with the Board of State Canvassers yesterday. The move, spearheaded by an entity called Voters to Stop Pay Cuts, now moves into the signature gathering phase, aiming to restore the wage increase that Michigan voters demanded, fought for, won, according to the organizer. Years ago, hundreds of thousands of Michiganders collected signatures and won a ballot measure to phase out the outdated two-tiered wage system, an unfair holdover from slavery that forces tip workers to rely on tips instead of earning a full dignified minimum wage. In 2024, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that these wage increases must be finally implemented. However, earlier this year, the legislature passed Senate Bill 8, eliminated the pay hike in midst of an affordability crisis when families are already struggling to pay rent, buy groceries, stay healthy, according to the organizers. Well, under Michigan's referendum process, voters can suspend newly passed laws by collecting sufficient valid signatures. If this campaign succeeds, Senate Bill 8 would be paused and placed on the ballot. The fair wage advocates are backing a statewide volunteer drive focused on recruiting and training volunteers to join the campaign, coordinating outreach and informing voters about the referendum process and engaged impacted workers and their communities. Kind of interesting, because the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that the wage increases should be implemented. Yet lawmakers rolled them back before they even took effect. This is according to Sarah Jeremann, president of the One Fair Wage organization. So we're mobilizing to ensure voters, not politicians, have the ultimate say and whether these protections are upheld. Justin Winslow, president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association, said Public Act 1 of 2025 represented that rare outcome voters hoped for from their elected officials. It was a true bipartisan solution in the midst of a polarized environment. This particular diamond in the rough was crafted after extensive input from tens of thousands of Michigan servers, business owners, and community diners. It was ultimately passed by the Republican-led House, the Democratic-led Senate, and signed by the Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This misguided referendum effort by Voters to Stop Pay Cuts, which is simply One Fair Wage under a new name after repeated national failures and campaign finance violations, would ironically deliver the very pay cuts they claim to oppose, Winslow said, because suspending Public Act 1 would actually slow Michigan's path to a $15 minimum wage in Michigan. After 6 years of legal uncertainty, our industry finally has clarity and a responsible path forward. Michigan restaurant workers and operators deserve certainty, not the chaos that would result from suspending this thoughtful bipartisan legislation. We urge voters to decline to sign this irresponsible attempt to undermine worker-focused legislation that reflects the voices of actual Michiganders, not out-of-state interests. So Justin Winslow, president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association, is absolutely saying that this group, the One Fair Wage, now being reorganized under Voters to Stop Pay Cuts, is basically an outside interest, outside of the state of Michigan interest, trying to play games with our wages and our restaurants, bars, hotels, and others. So bottom line, if somebody approaches you from Voters to Stop Pay Cuts, very simply look at them and say, no, thank you. No, thank you. Not interested in signing your petition, not interested in putting it on the ballot, not interested in watching millions of dollars pour into Michigan for your stupid TV ads. Not interested, not going to sign it. And make sure you let everyone know that you know Voters to Stop Pay Cuts. If they come up to you with a clipboard, a petition sheet, talking about reversing the new legislation regarding tip wages, minimum wages, whatever, no thank you. It's all you got to say and walk away. This is absolutely an outside of the state of Michigan special interest group. Honestly, in my opinion, without diving into it, probably supported by George Soros. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the other things that you need to know about this tipped workers' minimum wage. Folks, this was going to be on the ballot. They went out, they got the signatures, they submitted it to the legislature. The legislature chose to accept, to go ahead and accept the referendum, pass it, and then they changed it. They changed it in order to keep the current system working, not to jeopardize jobs, restaurants, hotels, mom-pa diners. Well, the group, and again, with the funding they have, took it to court. They challenged it. They took it all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled that what the legislature did was unconstitutional. Why? Because they adopted it, passed it, and amended it all within the same legislative session. Had they waited and done it in the next legislative session, it would have been constitutional. But they basically adopted it, amended it, changed it to prevent the original intent of the referendum from going into effect. That's why it went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said you have to allow it to go through the way they petitioned. So, what the legislature did after hearing from restaurant owners, diners, waitresses, waiters, hotel people, the Michigan Association, restaurants and hotels, people like that, they came up with this Senate Bill 8, passed by a Republican House, passed by a Democrat Senate, signed by a Democrat governor. Well, now this group wants to put it on the ballot again. You heard Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. You heard from him as far as local small restaurants who are struggling to stay open. Almost every single restaurant out there, including fast food, has raised their prices. They've had to. because of supply chain, inflation, the cost of the food itself. Food costs are up. Electricity is up. Everything is up. Had they been forced to pay this minimum wage in addition to allowing their staff to get tips, they would have to raise their prices even more. Many of these restaurants, small diners, said if they were forced to pay the minimum wage, they'd be shutting down. They could not afford to pay their current staff that minimum wage and stay in existence. So they'd either have to reduce their staff. If they reduce their number of staff, they wouldn't provide the current service, quality service that their customers have come to expect, and they'd go out of business anyway. I'm not going there anymore. Have you seen their prices? The service is crappy. They got half of the waitresses that they had. We're not going there anymore. Within months, these businesses would be shut down. This is what the legislators heard from thousands of people from around the state. And according to this story, they did the responsible thing. They came up with a solution that was bipartisan. And it solved the problem with a solution that made everybody happy. Everybody in the industry. But this outside of the state of Michigan special interest group wants to change it. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe, just maybe, we need to put it on the ballot and then vote no. Let them spend all this money collecting signatures, convincing uninformed people to volunteer to collect the signatures, then run their ad campaigns, and then we vote against it. Maybe only then will they finally leave our state alone. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but for some reason, these people seem not to be going away. So we'll follow this story. We'll continue to follow it, see what's going on. The bottom line, the process going to go to the ballot if they collect 450,000 valid signatures. With all the other petition drives going on, Ask My Tax, the citizenship petition where you have to be a citizen, improve your citizenship in order to vote in the state, quite a few others. I don't know if they're going to get any momentum unless they spend a ton of money to get it done. We'll keep following it. We'll let you know. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill?